All right, so we're back, and you know what we're diving into today?
Moving. The thing everybody loves to hate.
Ugh, it's the worst, right? I always tell myself, I'm gonna be so organized. Like, this time will be different. I'll pack like a pro, and then I'm knee-deep in boxes, staring at a mountain of stuff, just feeling totally lost.
It gets away from you.
But you know what? Maybe this time really can be different. Because we're about to unpack some seriously smart strategies for packing.
I like it. I'm packing, packing.
We're unpacking the advice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got some really interesting source material here all about the order you should pack things in. And I think it's going to change the whole moving game.
I think you might be right about that. You know, one of the things that always gets me is how people tend to approach packing room by
Oh,
room.
yeah. Like kitchen stuff all goes together.
Right, exactly. Bedroom stuff, living room stuff. It seems logical.
It makes sense in theory.
It does. But then you get to the other end and you're like, where's the can opener? Which box has the coffee maker?
And then you're just rummaging through a million boxes and you want to pull your hair out.
Exactly. So our source material here is suggesting a totally different way to think about packing.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They call it packing in waves.
Packing in waves?
Yeah, like imagine a tide coming in. First, you have that essential wave hitting the shore.
Yeah.
Then another wave comes in, bringing those comfort items, you know, the things that make you feel at home.
I'm with you so far.
And finally, that last wave rolls in with everything else, everything that can wait.
So it's like packing a go bag for an emergency, but for moving.
That's a really good way to put it. You've got your open me first box for each wave.
So what exactly goes in wave one? Help me picture this.
Wave one is all about survival. You know, you just got a your new place, you're exhausted. What do you absolutely need to function?
Okay, so bedding, right?
Bedding, absolutely, top of the list.
Yeah.
Then toiletries, a couple of towels, a basic set of cooking tools and dishes, so you can at least make a simple meal. You're not setting up a gourmet kitchen here, just the bare minimum to get you through the first day or two.
Okay, so you're not living out of boxes for a week trying to find a fork.
Exactly. Wave two then brings in the comfort items. You know, clothes, books, your laptop gaming console, things that make you feel human again.
Ah, okay, so the stuff that turns a house into a home.
Exactly. And then finally, wave three, that's where everything else goes, the stuff that can wait.
Okay, so I'm totally on board with this wave
Oh.
setup. But there's one thing in our source material that I'm kind of scratching my head about.
What's that?
It says you should pack your bedding last when you're leaving your old place, but first when you're packing for the new one.
That does seem counterintuitive at first, doesn't it?
It does. Why flip the script like that?
Well, think about it. You're going to be wiped out after a day of moving right, like physically and mentally drained.
Oh, absolutely.
The last thing you want to be doing is digging through boxes at 11 p.m. trying to find your sheets and pillows.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
But if your bedding is literally the first thing you unpack in your new place, you can just collapse into a made bed and actually get a good night's sleep.
Okay, so the last thing out the door is the first thing you set up.
Hmm.
I love that. You're prioritizing the most important thing right away.
Exactly. And it sets the tone right. You've got your bed made. You can make a simple meal. You've got your comfy clothes. It's not just a house full of boxes anymore.
It's a home. You're creating a little oasis of calm amidst the chaos.
And you know, while we're on this topic, think about when you walk into that new kitchen. Most of it's still in boxes, right? But you've got wave one unpacked. You can actually cook a meal. You don't have to spend an hour searching for a pot.
It's like you're unpacking strategically. You're thinking ahead about what you'll need and when.
Absolutely. It's not just randomly opening boxes, it's a system.
Okay, seriously, this is a game changer. This whole packing in waves idea, I'm so doing this next time I move. It's so simple, but I never would have thought of it.
It's funny how the simplest ideas can be the most impactful.
Totally. So we've learned how to pack like a pro, but our time is almost up. So any final thoughts for our listeners out there planning their next big move?
Well, I think the big takeaway here is that a little strategic planning can make a world of difference. So now that you know how to pack in waves, what other areas of your move could benefit from that same kind of thinking?
No, that's interesting.
Could you declutter in waves, maybe? Or organize your finances to cover those moving expenses?
Ooh, I like that.
You know, even the emotional side of moving, leaving a familiar place and starting fresh. Could you approach that strategically too? Just something to think about.
That's a great point. Food for thought as you pack up those boxes. Thanks for all the great advice.
Anytime. Happy moving.
And to all our listeners out there, happy packing, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.